time for Thesis Thursday. Joining me in the studio today is Omar Hussein. He's a senior at the U of A and a member of UBURP. Tell us what UBURP is, Omar.
UBURP is stands for the Undergraduate Biology Research Program.
Okay, that's our first test that we run you through here when you go on the radio. And tell me what you're doing at the U of A. What department are you in?
So I study neuroscience and cognitive science, which is my major. And my research is in the Department of Immunobiology. And I'm in the Doyle Lab, which is a part of the immunobiology program.
What is I can't even say it.
So immunobiology refers to the study of the immune system in relation to human physiology.
Okay. And who is the head of your department there that you work with?
His name's Dr. Christian Doyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a UBURP mentor, or is that who you predominantly work with?
So Dr. Doyle is my mentor. Mm-hmm. He was my UBURP mentor this summer, mm-hmm. and he's my mentor for me to complete my thesis this year.
And what are you studying exactly?
So we study stroke inflammation in mice as well as humans.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
So that looks like, for the most part, how the immune system reacts to in response to stroke in the brain.
Mm.
And this includes a lot of things. The most part, we do surgeries on mice, which induces the stroke.
Okay.
And essentially, we, for people who don't know, stroke refers to a loss of blood flow or loss of oxygen in an area of the brain. And we all know oxygen is very important, along with a bunch of the other nutrients that blood provides to the brain. Mm-hmm. And so when brain cells don't have these kinds of nutrients and oxygen, those brain cells eventually die, and they die very quickly.
Yeah. How long do you have to be without oxygen for that to start happening?
Less than a second.
Less than a second.
It gets really quick, especially since the brain cells involved in the specific surgery that we're doing, the neurons and all of the supporting cells in the area that we have them lose the blood flow. It's involved in a lot of motor areas and part of the cortex. So they constantly need oxygen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the mouse has now had a stroke.
Yeah. So after we do the surgery that gives them a stroke, we give them a few days, sometimes even a few weeks to recover.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially for all of the mice, after 3 days, they recover and it looks like they have no cognitive deficits or anything
like
that. But yeah, they're pretty resilient. But we still see... we still see some amount of deficit, but for the most part, it's not a big problem.
Okay. So where does the inflammation come in part?
So if you think of a stroke, I like this analogy of a car accident. So if the initial car accident is the stroke, you have a lot of first responders coming in, and you have essentially a barrier that the first responders, the policemen and the EMT services, to prevent other people around the site of the incident or the site of the crash from getting in and kind of peeking their heads around and stuff. So that barrier can be referred to what in the brain we call it the glial scar.
Okay.
And so after the initial first responders, you have people to clean up the car crew, like the broken
glass,
all the debris. So our immune system is what the cleanup crew is.
Okay.
And so our body sort of recruits a lot of these immune cells into the area of the lesion or the car accident, and they do a pretty decent job at cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that looks like in the brain are these really hungry cells called macrophages, and they come into the brain lesion where the stroke is, and they eat up all of the dead brain cells.
Wow.
Yeah. And
like the fish we were just talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
The fish that eat the skin.
Yeah, in the spas.
The spas.
So at the end of the day, what we see is a barrier between sort of healthy areas in the brain and dead areas in the brain, and the immune cells are prevented from going into the rest of the brain, is what the original thought was.
Uh-huh.
And so we're studying, what my lab is studying specifically, among other things, is how well does that barrier form, how well does that barrier actually serve as a separation between the immune cells and the rest of the brain.
And so do you work with patients as well as the mice?
So we work with primarily mice. Mm-hmm. My project, as well as a few other projects in the lab, work with brain tissue that was donated by brain banks. Mm-hmm. So we work with a few brain banks actually around the country, UCLA, mm-hmm. Miami, as well as Banner Health up in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we request tissue from donated brains of people who have passed away, mm-hmm. and they've donated their brains to science. And if they've had a stroke before they passed away, we get a piece of that tissue, and mm-hmm. we can conduct experiments from that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with your future, Omar?
Actually, I'm extremely motivated within the field of stroke research, yeah. and I've started applying to medical schools. So I really would hope to one day be a physician, specifically a neurologist. Mm-hmm. And I'm really interested in studying stroke in humans and trying to see if there are, you know, therapeutic ways we can have so that if somebody does get a stroke, mm-hmm. it's hard to prevent stroke, but mm-hmm. when somebody does get a stroke, I think it would be very helpful for them to ease the path to recovery.
Yeah.
So I want to work with that in the future, hopefully.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
You brought some music. Tell us what you brought.
So I think the first song is called Hey Yeah by Obadiah Parker. It's a cover, and so this is one of my favorite songs. I like it a lot.
I think you said number two.
It's my number two favorite song. Yeah.
And then we're going to hear number one, which is
it's called Rhapsody in Blue by Robert Gershwin.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in, Omar.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.